The brutally cold and snowy winter weather is impacting Northern Plains cattle producers. During calving season, those producers have to make management decisions to keep cows and calves safe and comfortable. According to NDSU Extension veterinarian Gerald Stucka, high-risk animals should be moved closer to protection.
We try and prioritize which cows might calve during the evening, perhaps, or the day if it's a day like we've had previously. Can we get those cows into a place where there's some protection from the wind, there's some bedding? Try and identify which cows might calve in the next 24 hours is one way that you manage those herds and provide some protection and some better environment for those brand new newborn calves.
Once calves are born, the next critical step is ensuring the newborns get off to a healthy start. Stucka adds part of that responsibility belongs to the cow, while the other is reliant on the producer.
When you're talking about an adult cow, she usually gets up minutes after calving and gets to start licking that calf and stimulate that calf, and somehow they direct that calf to its very life source, which is the colostrum. But if you see a calf, if you happen to be there, and this is why we talk about checking every couple hours when it's really cold out, and you notice a calf that you're pretty certain hasn't gotten up, and sometimes you can figure that out, that they haven't nursed, their mouth will be cold. If you have a calf with a cold mouth, you got to do something. Okay, this may require that you move that cow and calf into some place where you can even catch the cow. And you may have to milk a beef cow.
If the calf is really cold, in addition to colostrum, Stucka recommends providing external ways of heating, such as hot boxes or a warm water bath. Reporting to Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.